The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for listening to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening live via the internet at www.710keel.com. Thanking those also might be listening live via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We do appreciate those who might be listening via the podcast of this particular radio show or all our other radio shows on Apple Podcasts, or visiting thebestoftimesnews.com to listen to previously broadcast radio shows. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about a recent study that found that Shreveport, Louisiana was the fifth least healthiest city in America. So stay to the show for some very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, June the 8th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the current May-June 2024 issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. If you're unable to find a copy, remember you can always visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. And as I mentioned, you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on The Best of Times Radio Hour. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a newsletter via an e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses. It provides them with links to read the current issue online, but also our current Silver Pages online as well. In addition, it provides more educational articles that are found in our printed publication. It provides various links to educational articles. In addition, it provides discount coupons and other information. It also has an annual monthly contest, and also has news about upcoming entertainment and events that you can join and attend. Join the many thousand who are receiving this free TBT newsletter via their email address. Just visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe free of charge just by entering your email address. You'll start receiving the newsletter each and every month. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner on Thursdays, every Thursday, from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at highly discounted price, along with entertainment and valet parking. It is highly recommended, due to the popularity of this Best of Times Thursday night special, to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, to discuss a recent study which found Shreveport, Louisiana to be the fifth least healthy city in America. Thank you, Cassie, for taking time to be on our show today.
Thanks for having me.
So, again, tell our listeners a little bit about Wallet Hub and why you conduct these research studies on numerous topics of interest.
So WalletHub is a personal finance website that's really looking to help individuals achieve their financial goals. We offer free credit reports and credit scores that are updated daily to help people stay on track with their credit goals. But we also put out these studies on a regular basis that take into account not just financial factors, but other factors that really come into play in our daily lives to help individuals make smarter choices when it comes to things like where they're going to live, where they're looking to start a business or maybe find employment, to really get that holistic picture for people who are looking to make those changes.
Yes, and I'm again, everyone, they're available. Visit their website, wallethub.com. I get notices of many research studies that they're providing, and most of the times they have an edit, I'm sure, that tells me it might be apropos to my particular area, et cetera. But I've looked at other ones. They're fascinating. And again, I compliment you and your staff for doing a remarkable job. It's educating us. It's providing. They do the research, which if we individuals that try to do this research, it would take months, weeks, thousands of hours to generate even one of these particular studies. Right, Cassie?
Absolutely. There's a lot of time that goes into compiling all this data and then analyzing it and putting it in a form that people can understand and put to use in their own lives.
And most of their studies deal with either United States specific findings, each of our 50 states, or certain metro cities, large metro cities. It doesn't mean, you know, they limit themselves on not even including, you know, very, very small cities, but most of the time it's metro cities. And Shreveport, Bossier City, Louisiana is one of their metro cities. And I think they have like 182 of these particular large cities throughout our you know, United States. So and so that's this particular study, which is a sad one, but we hope, because we're going to share this information with all our listeners out there, that we may have a way to make a positive impact in the near future. Isn't that right, Cassie?
Yes, we would love to see Shreveport, Bossier City move up in the rankings next year and hopefully get out of that bottom five.
Yeah, it was in the bottom fifth. So tell our listeners a little bit parameters about the report that I noticed it compared 182 cities, right?
Yes. So we looked at a total of 182 cities, and we included 150 of the most populated U.S. cities, plus at least two of the most populated cities in each state. And we compared all of these cities across a total of 41 different metrics. So a lot of data went into this. But you can group those metrics into four key categories, which are healthcare, food, fitness, and green space.
Wow. That's a lot of relevant metrics. 41. I mean, just think, most studies that I've seen before generally have one or two metrics, but when you deal with 41, that's amazing. And mention the other thing I had, if you've been on the show previously, which I thank you, which I found fascinating. Many people, when they think of studies, they don't understand that, yes, there's metrics, but some weight more than other. Explain what that means. There's weighting factors.
So we do weight some metrics a little bit differently based off of how much of an impact they have on our particular study. So we might weight something as maybe double or triple weight if we think it has a profound effect on that particular study. So for instance, in the healthcare category for this study, we did a triple weight on the premature death rate because we felt that that was a very key metric to look at for each of these cities. But there's also metrics we take into consideration that have less of an impact on the overall topic of our study and are kind of used as our tiebreakers, so to speak. So they may sway the rankings to determine a tie between, you know, first or second place, but it's not one of the main things that we consider. And those metrics we typically weight half weight, so that way it has an impact, but not as big of an impact as things that are more directly related to the topic.
Okay, so again, everyone, we ranked 178 of 182 cities, which is not really fantastic. And hopefully, as she said, we can move up the rank by doing certain things. One of the factors was the cost of a medical visit. We ranked 77. So explain that to our listeners.
So for the cost of a medical visit, we looked at specifically the costs that go into the doctor's office visits. So we wanted to see what that impact is on individuals in the particular cities. And I think that's really important to note because there are so many nuances between the different cities and what's available, and that really impacts some of those cost metrics. So for that particular metric for Shreveport, we saw that they ranked 77th overall, so in the middle of the pack for the cost of a medical visit, and that cost is about $127.78. Now, when you compare that to some other cities that we looked at, for instance, Gulfport, which came in below Shreveport on this particular study, their cost of a medical visit is $168.89 on average. So it's still not as bad as some places, but that's definitely an area where there could be some improvement.
Who was, what city had the lowest cost in medical visit? I'm curious what that is. If Louisiana, Shreveport was 77, there's got to be number one up there. Must be quite reasonable.
First place in that particular metric went to Laredo, Texas.
Wow.
Their average cost is just $84.96.
That's amazing. I know exactly what that is. Been there a few times myself. Okay, so another factor that gave our sadly ranking of 178 was mental health counselors per capita. So we ranked 103rd of 182, so it's a little bit below the half, but that's still significantly lower. We must have a mental health issue because there's not enough counselors to handle all the situation, correct?
So for that particular study, we did look at that as per 100,000 residents. So it really is based off of that population as far as the ratio of mental health care providers versus the actual population. So Shreveport came in 177th in that particular metric at 20.2% is that ratio between the counselors and the residents in Shreveport.
Okay. And I thought this was a good one. I don't know how they determine it, but there must be some factor that y'all analyze. We ranked, of the cities, we ranked 137th of 182 of having an abundance of healthy restaurants per capita. Wow. So that must mean we have too many fast food places within our metro area.
Not necessarily. It's more that you don't have as many healthy restaurants or restaurants that really cater to healthy eating. So, for instance, and I'm just trying to find my notes on that particular metric. Yeah, I apologize. I'm just not finding that note. Oh, so we took into consideration specifically the number of vegetarian restaurants, the number of gluten-free restaurants, and the number of vegan restaurants. So really those restaurants that cater to those specific healthy eating diets that people tend to get into.
Interesting. Okay. The other one, of course, dietitians and nutritionists per capita. We don't have a lot of them per capita in our state. We rank 148 of 182, so that's not really fantastic, but we should have more, correct?
Yes, and that's one of those things that would definitely help with the accessibility to those resources that will help people maintain a more healthy lifestyle is if there were more dietitians and nutritionists per capita in Shreveport.
Interesting about that. Okay, the other interesting idea, average cost of fitness club membership. Ours must be quite reasonable because we rank 78th of the 182 cities, right?
Yeah, and that's really in the middle of the pack there, which is great as far as that goes. And the average cost is about $35 for the fitness club membership. So that's a pretty reasonable monthly expense for people who are maybe looking to improve their health. But it could also be a burden for those who are maybe trying to get physically active and can't necessarily afford to make that $35 investment per month.
Okay. The other one is share of physically active adults. That's one of their 41 key metrics, and we ranked 162, which wasn't a great, right?
Correct. That does put Shreveport in that bottom 25% in that particular metric. And the share of adults who are engaged in physical activity is around 66.9%. So that's better than some other cities in the study. For instance, at the bottom of the list with Brownsville, Texas, they are looking at only 62.5% of adults being engaged in physical activity.
Okay. And the other interesting thing is, you know, Louisiana is pretty flat, but there's still, I would call, walking trails, maybe not a lot of hiking trails, but we rank 136 of the 182 cities in hiking trails per capita. Which I'm curious, why was that deemed to be a key metric? It didn't have a lot of weight, let's hope not, right?
So that was a full weight, so we didn't weigh it any more or less than the majority of the metrics in the study. And that goes into our green space category, which really is trying to capture the accessibility to being able to just get outside and be active by being in the outdoors. So as you mentioned, for hiking trails per capita, which we use the term hiking, but it could be more of walking trails if it's a more flat area,
yeah.
136 kind of puts you in the middle of the pack out of all the cities we looked at. So that's not terrible, but that's an area where in the future more investments could be made in putting in more trails so people can just, you know, go for a nice walk and get active that way.
Well, this is a factor. Let me ask you, I hope you got the data in front of you. I didn't forgot to print your report, detailed report, so I don't have it right in front of me. One of the green space categories, everyone, is city greenness. And, you know, I know that Shreveport Green has been operating for many years. We're a big supporter of it, and we help them in their various functions in throughout our cities. So how do we rank in that?
So that particular metric is based off of another study that we do, which is the greenest cities. And it looks like, let me just confirm, but I believe we didn't consider Shreveport for that particular study.
Oh.
And I believe it was a much more limited study than some of our other best cities studies that we've put out. So that's probably not the best metric to really look at for Shreveport. Yes, for the Greenest Cities report, we only looked at the 100 most populated cities. We didn't expand to the 182 that we do in a lot of our other studies.
What about recreation access, which is also part of green space? Were we included in that one?
So, unfortunately, that's another situation where it's based off of another report we did, which was the best and worst cities for recreation. And again, Shreveport just wasn't part of that particular study. So, we don't have a ranking for them on that particular metric.
Oh,
so, it doesn't necessarily go against Shreveport in the overall rankings. We just weren't able to take that into consideration.
Okay, that's understandable. You know, there's factors that you can't collect or But, you know, hopefully we're becoming greener and greener. I think I've definitely seen some improvement over the many years since I've lived here as well. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, and in Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, and in Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my radio show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and she's discussing a recent study which they conducted that found Shreveport, Louisiana to be the fifth least healthiest city in America. A sad finding, but hopefully we can improve by the information that she is sharing with us today, and hopefully people throughout the area can create an impact to improve our ranking. Not to be on the fifth bottom of 182 cities which they analyze. So again, thank you, Cassie, for joining our show today and providing us with detailed information about your study.
It's my pleasure.
So again, I want to mention, everybody, their Wallet Hub conducts various research studies on numerous topics of interest. You can go to their website at wallethub.com to view their many, many hundreds of them. Each and every month they send me reports and send me notices that these new studies are available. And when I got this a few months ago, I thought it was fascinating. It's a negative one. Some of them are negative. Some of them are positive within our metros or our states. But I think it's important to share the information with our citizens and our readers and our radio show listeners out there to help them be cognizant of the fact, but also to help make an impact about it. So they analyzed, Cassie, you can elaborate, 41 different metrics. That's a lot of metrics that with corresponding weights, that some were weighted more than others. And then they reviewed it over 82 cities and came up with a ranking from 1 to 182, and Shreveport ranked 178th overall, 91 being the average, so we're way below the average toward the bottom of the particular poll. And they had four key metrics, dimensions in their metrics: healthcare, food, fitness, and green space. So let's talk about a couple of them here. Sadly, I saw that premature death rate is and mental health was pretty, we're ranked quite low on this particular category, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately, when it came to premature death rate, Shreveport came in 168th out of 182, so in that bottom 25% of the nation as far as having a higher premature death rate than other cities out there. And then when it came to mental health, they ranked 177th in that particular category.
Wow.
So that really shows that there's some struggle there with mental health. Specifically, we looked at the percentage of adults with 14 or more mental unhealthy days reported in the past month, according to the CDC. So this is really, you know, kind of a snapshot of what it's like in Shreveport. That doesn't necessarily mean that there isn't other factors that weren't necessarily taken into consideration. But for that particular metric, that's what we focused on.
And I know everybody caught that. The metric measures the percentage of adults who reported 14 or more mentally unhealthy days in the past month. Wow, that's pretty significant. 14 days in a month, that's almost half the month. That's sad. That's hopefully something can be made to improve it. Hopefully mental health. As we said, we don't have a lot of mental health counselors, but hopefully more and more can remedy this situation and improve it as well. I thought another healthcare factor was interesting. The quality of the public hospital system. How do we rank in that?
So in that particular metric, Shreveport did all right. They came in 52nd overall in that particular metric.
So
that really shows that as far as the quality of the facilities, it definitely is strong in Shreveport. It's just a matter of residents really taking advantage of those of that hospital system when they need it to get the care that they need versus some other cities where maybe it's an issue of the system itself being flawed.
Okay. And the other one that was interesting, I want to know about this one. How do we rank in hospital beds per capita in comparison with all these cities?
So that is actually one of the metrics that Shreveport did really well on. They came in first in that particular metric with 15.27 hospital beds per capita.
Wow.
So that's a really good sign that if something were to happen, Shreveport's maybe more prepared to deal with that kind of disaster should they have a sudden influx of hospital patients.
That's a good indicator. So the other important factor was adult health insurance coverage. So that's a major consideration in one of their metrics. So how do we rank in that from persons ages 19 to 64?
So this was another metric where Shreveport did all right. They came in 77th overall in that particular metric with 88.7% of adults being insured.
Okay, here's another interesting one. The share of adults who checked their cholesterol in the past 5 years. I'm curious, where do they find all this particular data? Y'all can research things amazingly. This is specific tests, the cholesterol. So how do we rank in that category?
So in that particular metric, Shreveport came in 68th overall with 84.3% of adults saying they checked their cholesterol in the past 5 years. So that's a good sign that a lot of adults are taking some preventative measures to at least be aware of their health situation and monitor for things that might be bigger issues down the road.
And the other one that hopefully more and more women do is mammography screenings among women 50 to 74. How do we rank in that particular metric?
So in that particular metric, Shreveport came in 44th overall.
Right.
So that was 76% of women in that age group of 50 to 74 reporting those mammogram screenings.
Okay. And one of the last metric factor, which is very interesting, the share of women and men ages 65 and older, that's me, who received core preventative services. Wow.
And I think that is a really important metric that we should keep in mind, and we can affect that directly, being that Shreveport came in 136 overall on that particular metric, so still kind of in the middle as far as the overall study goes. So, but that's something that every individual can make an impact on that particular metric and just go out and have those regular preventative services, get your core flu shots or getting your PPV shot, those sort of things that really help prevent bigger issues down the road.
Well, Cassie, I was reading the dialogue on this particular. This is a pretty strict one because it says who percentage of men and women age 65 and older who report having received all of the following. Wow. And they're like vaccinations, their blood tests, and colonoscopy in the past 10 years, et cetera, et cetera. So I think you have to meet all these conditions to be, and the men is a separate subcategory, but it has a lot of their same thing as well. So it's a pretty strict one to meet. Right.
It is. So ranking that well in that particular metric is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, 136, as I mentioned, that's right towards the middle of the nation overall. So that's not too bad. But that, as I said, that's something that people can definitely, you know, take into their own hands and get those preventative services done ahead of time.
Okay, here we'll move into the food category. I thought this one was interesting. Inadequate food and vegetable consumption. So inadequate, that means fewer than one serving of fruits and vegetables per day. So what was Shreveport's ranking in that category?
So unfortunately, we didn't have data from the CDC specific to Shreveport for that particular metric, so we don't have stats and rankings for that for Shreveport.
Okay. Share of residents who say they eat healthy? That's an interesting one. They say they
I do think that's a nice caveat. You know, they say they eat healthy. You know, that whole what we say we do and what we honestly do sometimes can differ. And some people may think that they're eating healthier than they really are, since there's a lot of misleading data out there as far as what is considered healthy and things like that. So I think that that is particularly interesting. But Shreveport came in 156 overall in that particular metric, with 57.7% of respondents saying that they eat healthy.
So there's another 40-something said, no, we're not. I don't think I'm eating healthy. Oh, that's sad. You would think they'd be more positive on that, Cassie. You know, hey, I think I eat healthy, but sometimes my wife says I'm not eating healthy. But I think most of the times I'm eating healthy. I thought this was good. I'm sure that Google helped you in getting this. Google search interest for the term healthy eating. Interesting.
Yeah, so it actually combines a few variations of the healthy eating search keywords that are pretty common. So we looked at like healthy foods near me and healthy dinner ideas and keywords like that to come up with that particular metric. And Shreveport came in 147th overall in that metric. So in that bottom 25%, which is just an indicator that maybe residents aren't actively seeking those healthy food sources or those healthy food recipes or ideas to support that healthy eating.
Good point. So that should be a key item when you're making dinner. Google it, maybe a different recipe for that particular item that you're cooking for the loved ones at home that can be more healthy, right? That might be a good remedy.
Absolutely.
Okay, the other sad one, which I know we're not ranked good in this one because you talked to us about this several months ago, is the share of obese residents within your city. So how do we rank in
there? Unfortunately, Shreveport was, again, in that bottom 25% in this particular metric. They were 168th overall when it came to the share of obese residents, with 42.5% of residents being obese.
Oh, that is sad. Okay. Limited access to healthy foods. Do we have a figure for that for Shreveport and Bossier?
We do. Shreveport came in 177th overall in that particular metric, so way down in that 25% of the study. And for that particular metric, we looked at information from both the Census Bureau and county health rankings to see what the percentage of the population is who are low income and do not live close to a grocery store, which I think that's really important when you're on a limited income, having access to an actual grocery store versus maybe just relying on a convenience store that handles multiple types of products. Having that grocery store that typically has more fresh produce and better prices that make it easier to get by on a budget.
That is definitely true. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Dun & Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and she's discussing their recent study which found Shreveport, Louisiana, to be the fifth least healthiest city in America. So thank you, Cassie, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you so much for having me again.
So again, everyone, Wallet Hub is a company that performs research studies on numerous topics of interest. You can visit their website at wallethub.com to view this study and many other studies. I love receiving this information and reading over. It's a quick read. They generally talk about sometimes state-specific findings of how your state might be ranking, but also in this, like this particular study, it's metro cities. There were 182 cities, and Shreveport, Louisiana, was one of those particular cities that they compared healthiest cities in the overall United States. They compared all these 182 cities, including 150 most populated cities, across four key dimensions of healthcare, food, fitness, and green space. And so we've been talking about some of these factors and how Shreveport ranked. Overall, as I said, we ranked 178th of 182 cities, which is not a wonderful finding, but hopefully we can improve when this study is done again in a year or two from now. How often do y'all repeat studies, Cassie?
Most of our studies are done on an annual basis.
Wow.
So we should be releasing another updated report next year based off of the most recent data we have available.
That's great. I didn't recall they were that frequent or frequent updated. I didn't look back the previous years or I had a senior moment. I forgot about it, right? The other thing about this particular study, it used 41 metrics, Wallet Hub has access to many sources throughout the world, the United States, to get the information and data from these metrics. And the other thing Cassie told us that each one of these metrics has a weighted corresponding weight, so it's given more credence than others. So in their research determined which ones are better than others, right?
Yes, we tried to weight the metrics so that the metrics that are really important or really impact that particular study or topic are given more weight than maybe some metrics that we've included that may not directly impact what we studied, but could help be a tiebreaker between different cities or states to determine which is maybe a little bit better or a little bit worse in a particular category.
Yeah, we talked about several of these. One of the weighting factors was triple weight was premature death rate for a given city. They deem that to be a very critical triple weight. So it's given three times the weight of any other one of those 41 different items. In addition, a double weight goes to inadequate fruit and vegetable consumption by adults in an area. So, and that's the factor, the weighting is percentage of adults consuming fewer than one serving of fruits and vegetables per day. So they deem that to be a very high weighted particular factor as well. And I thought this one, the share of residents who say they eat healthy as a full weight as well. But mention that, Cassandra, that we were not, we had more people that said they're not healthy, right? In that particular factor?
Yeah, it was pretty close. It was almost a 50-50, but not quite 50-50 split on that particular metric. So it's kind of a mixed bag when you look at it from that perspective. You know, we have roughly half the population saying that they feel that they eat healthy, and roughly another half that say they don't. So it's kind of torn between the two.
Okay, and then we go into fitness category, which we'll talk about. Share of adults who engage in any physical activity. And this had a double weight of value, wow, which gave, it was a double weight, which 6.25 points is the total that you could get in this particular category. So how did Shreveport rank in that category?
So Shreveport came in at 162nd overall in that particular category. So again, in that bottom 25% of the cities we looked at, and just 66.9% of adults engage in any physical activity, according to the CDC.
So what was some of the aspects in that metric that could have improved?
So it's a little difficult to say since we didn't conduct the particular study that metric is based off of in-house. That was something that we got from the CDC. So I would have to look a little bit more in-depth at what the CDC considered in that particular study to give you a better idea of what factors really played into that particular metric.
We talked about this when the average cost of a fitness club was very good. We ranked pretty good in that particular category, didn't we?
Yes. Shreveport came in 78th overall in that particular category, with the average cost of a fitness club membership at about $35. So it's a rather manageable cost for most people, but being over, say $10, that could be a struggle for some people if they're on a very limited budget trying to fit that $35 in there just to have that access to get more active.
Okay, another part of fitness is weight loss centers per capita in a particular area, in a particular city. How do we rank in that category?
So Shreveport came in towards the middle on that particular metric at 120th overall, with about 0.303 weight loss centers per capita.
Interesting. Okay, and then the other one was fitness and instruction centers per capita in a particular city.
Yes, and that's another one that unfortunately Shreveport struggled with a little bit. They came in 171st overall on that particular metric. So it's an area that could definitely be improved, and I think that access is a really key component to the four different dimensions that we looked at, but particularly with fitness. Sometimes it's just a matter of having access to those fitness trainers or aerobics instructors that can motivate you to be more active, that can make a big difference in living a more healthy lifestyle.
And I thought one of these metrics, it's interesting, intramural leagues per capita in a city. Interesting. So how do we rank in that one?
So unfortunately, that's one of those metrics that we did not have data for Shreveport specifically, which likely means that there isn't any intramural leagues registered that we were able to find in our research doesn't necessarily mean that they don't exist, but unfortunately, sure. It's just a limitation of doing these sorts of research studies.
So in closing, in your opinion, what are the key areas that Shreveport could focus on in its efforts to improve its overall health ranking?
So I think some key things that Shreveport could focus on is for the residents specifically, making that effort to get your preventative care visits in and be proactive in your health and being on top of monitoring your health is key. But also, in a bigger sense, for the city, having access to more healthy food options, more options for getting physically active, and just more access to healthcare is a big thing and definitely an area where Shreveport could improve to hopefully move up these rankings and get out of that bottom five.
Well, that's some great advice as well. So thank you again for taking time to join our show today to give us a little lagniappe about the study. It's a sad finding in the study, but again, based upon what you told us, and hopefully people out there are listening that can make that change when you do the review again of the healthiest cities in America, that Shreveport won't be ranked the fifth least healthiest city in the United States. So again, thank you, Cassie, for joining us today and providing us that information.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
Everyone, you can visit their website. Again, I mentioned www.wallethub.com to view this study as well as many other hundreds of study free of charge from their website on various topics of interest. Be sure to tell your friends to listen to our show next Saturday morning for information that could benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of our magazine in one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.